This is Total Gym Reset, the podcast. I'm Kim Ransom, a three-time gym owner and business professional in the gymnastics and Olympic weightlifting industries. I have a heart for the small guys, and the material I teach all supports the work we do in Total Gym Reset, a six-month gym owner learning experience. This podcast exists to talk about important topics relevant to gym owners, shed light on topics that will make you feel seen, and give you some much-needed mojo to go live out your version of success on your own gym owner journey. So I hope you'll join me for these quick 10-minute or less episodes where I share lessons learned, ask the tough questions, and provide a little inspiration for your work in the gym. Hey guys, back again today. This is Total Gym Reset, the podcast. My name is Kim Ransom, and I'm a gym owner business coach. Such a weird title, but it really does encompass all of the work that I do. And within that work, we talk a lot about metrics, KPIs, fancy terms, right? Key performance indicators. So the problem with metrics, now there are a lot of good things about tracking metrics, and metrics really just means important numbers, right? Benchmarks in your businesses. And there are a lot of courses and places that spew out random metrics as, you know, numbers that you should hit. If you're a gym owner, you should have such and such a profit margin, or else, dun dun dun. No, but that's the way that it feels, right? There are these published metrics, and the problem with having these metrics is that it makes you compare yourself to this arbitrary, ambiguous pool of people. And we know, especially in gymnastics, there are so many variables involved with gyms. There are so many kinds of gyms, and that can span, you know, size differences, physically, square footage, as well as enrollment. Differences in the market and the region, different places in the country, especially globally, right? There's vast differences in cost between, you know, owning a gym in the UK versus in the United States. And then drill that down even more, there's a huge difference in owning a gym in LA versus rural Oklahoma. So the problem with metrics is that we are falling into this trap of feeling like we have to compare ourselves to these industry-wide, quote-unquote, standard metrics that are published. But I ask you, what does it mean for you to hit these numbers? People ask me all the time if I know what the target is and what's normal. What should I be hitting in, you know, all across the board? What should my payroll be? What should my overhead be? What should my profit margin be overall? What should my profit margin be for my team program? You know, all sorts of different questions that really revolve around this ambiguous judgment of comparing yourself against basically anyone else who is not you. So let's take a step back a little bit. And first, let's ask yourself, are you only concerned with these number metrics at a certain point in time? Once per quarter, once per year, once every 6 months? Or are you looking for something to help you make decisions that you can actually use operationally? So are you looking for numbers that you can use in management once a month, every quarter? Are you going to use these to have discussions with your manager or your director to make some sort of decision about, you know, which way you go with a certain program? Or do you keep a program or nix a program? What do these mean to you? And then take that a step further. And are you actually placing any sort of self-worth or emotional value on what the outcome of that KPI or that metric is? I don't know. That's a question that only you can answer. So I want you to understand that they're not there for you to create stories from and for you to use in a way that changes how you feel about you and your business. You should feel like you have control and the ability to change the number on the paper, times when metrics are positive are when you can keep this in perspective and understand that your metrics are meant for you and you only. So when a client first asks me about what a number means or what they should be tracking, we talk about what's going on in their gym and what their numbers currently look like. We create a baseline. Okay, the baseline is not what everybody else is doing in the industry. The baseline is where you are starting from. Step number one. But then we choose metrics that are important to you. So there are a few standard ones that I really favor that I like to track because I think they're really helpful in making decisions in a small business and especially a small gym. And those are metrics that we can use to spot trends and control costs and understand what's happening with our revenue to payroll. But what we don't use are random numbers and we don't track things that don't mean anything to us. Because if you're looking at a percentage that you don't really understand, or you don't really understand how you've gotten to that number, then you don't feel like you have control over that, and that doesn't help you. Hey guys, I need to pop in and tell you about something really cool that's going on in my world. Hopefully, can be going on in your world too. Now, if you just found me, you might not know that I lead an experience called Total Gym Reset. I call it TGR for short. What is TGR? Well, it's a 6-month group experience where I lead gym owners through lessons every month in the form of a membership site where we cover content like staffing, branding, marketing, sales, of course, finance and profit first, as well as system hacks and how to elevate yourself to the role of CEO in your gym. Of course, there's mindset work and accountability, as well as building a whole peer support network of other gym owners that are going through the same struggles as you. Now, there's a membership site. There's also group coaching and one-on-one coaching involved from yours truly. So what I need you to do is apply. Just fill out a very short application form so we can make sure that we're on the same page and that this is going to be the right fit for the both of us, okay? The text line to get that application is 412-453-8325. Now, I don't want you to wait because I'm only taking applications until April 15th, and we're going to begin May 1st. This is happening quickly, so don't lose out on your spot. I'm only taking 10 gym owners. I keep this small, I keep it intimate, so I know exactly what's going on with each of our owners. All right, so let's ensure that you have an amazing start to the year. Go ahead and text me again at 412-453-8325, and I will send you that application link for TGR 2.0. So the next question I would ask is, what does it mean for you when you hit your metrics? What's that going to do for you? And what does that mean to the folks that work with you and that are on your team? Are they simple enough for everybody to understand? And are they simple enough for you to create habits and routine around them? So I would ask you to step back and question yourself. Are you concerned about numbers on paper because it means something to you or because you think other people are going to judge you by them? And I'm going to tell you a little story really quick, okay? I promise to keep this episode short and concise, but I think this is an important story. One time, I was giving a webinar, and there was a question that came in the Q&A box. Luckily, when you get Q&As on Zoom webinar, nobody else can actually see them. And the reason that I was glad for that this time was because I would have had to go off on a whole tangent that just wasn't appropriate for this webinar. But I did see this question come in. Somebody asked me while I was speaking about something completely unrelated. They said, "How big was your last gym? What was your enrollment? How many kids did you really have?" And then I kept talking, and another question rolls in, and they said, "How much money did you make?" what was your annual revenue? Now, first of all, those are pretty personal questions. It's kind of like somebody asking you how much you weigh. I'm fine with talking about that. I weigh 160 pounds, by the way. 71 weight class kilo if you're a weightlifter. The other part of that, though, is that not everybody is comfortable with that, all right? So where I like to talk about money, and I love to talk about enrollment and revenue, because here's why. The number that you bring in your gym, and here's a problem. Some people get really hung up on this metric. Some people get hung up on what the top line number is. My gym is a $2 million gym. Well, congratulations, because something tells me that if you are so proud of that, chances are you might also be the person that doesn't know, or maybe is not aware, that maybe you're spending $1.9 million to actually keep that gym functioning and keep it open. So I am far more impressed with the folks who know their profit margin overall, or who can speak intelligently about what their dig down numbers are. Not top line, but let's talk about bottom line. Because if you tell me that you have a 2 million bottom line, then I want to talk to you and understand who you are and how you got to be that person. I have a lot more questions for you if you tell me that you have a 50% profit margin in a gymnastics gym. I want to know who you are, and I want to learn from you. I want to know all of the habits that you have and what you've been through. Those are the stories that I love. But if you're questioning me about my top line numbers and you are placing importance on metrics that I know don't have any relevancy to what it is that I'm doing, that makes me know that you need me more than you know. So this is just a great example of times when we get really tripped up over placing meaning on things that have no meaning. Okay? We don't know what we don't know. And so today, at the end of this podcast, I want you to understand that a point for you to start, if you are new to the tracking game and you hate math and you hate money and you hate numbers and you just don't know where to start with it all, I want you to just start from a place of noticing where you are. I want you to get comfortable with having clean books, and I want you to get comfortable with reviewing a basic monthly profit and loss. Okay, so that's your assignment. I'm actually giving you homework so we can start to tackle this whole untangling of the metrics and what does it mean and what should I be doing. That's a great place to start. So if you don't have a bookkeeper, or maybe you're doing your own messy bookkeeping, that's an even better place to start. Let's start to untangle that and clean that up first. Okay, that's one thing that you can't skip out on. Beyond that, then you can move into some very basic financial reading. And in Total Gym Reset or Business Plan Refresh, we teach you how to read a P&L. So if that's not up your alley, that is something that would be worth it for you. So long story short, guys, you know the spiel. I love to get your texts. I love for you to give me feedback on your episodes. So if this hit a nerve with you, I really want to know about it. So you can text me. No bots on the other side of this. You can text me at 412-453-8325. I want to know how you feel about numbers and metrics. Do you hate them? Do they make your head explode? Do you love them? Are they too messy for you? Do you not know what to do with them? All of the things. So I wish you nothing but success, and I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you on the next episode.